we, you know, started digging in here on Arizona, and, you know, they obviously had a good season, already qualified for the playoffs, and, you know, do a lot of really good things offensively. They've got a great group of receivers and quarterback and running backs and real good offensive line. They can move the ball. They can score a bunch of points. And guys break a lot of tackles. They're really dangerous with the ball in their hands. Bolden, really all the receivers, Fitzgerald, Breeston, they're all good. And defensively, it's a fast defense. They got some good quickness up front with guys like Dockett and Smith and LeBoy and Barry, and active linebackers and Wilson's a good blitzer. He's made a lot of big plays for them. They turn the ball over a lot on defense, and they return the ball well too. So Arrington's excellent kickoff returner and Priestin on punts and. You know, both strong, tough guys to tackle, just like they are on offense. So, well-balanced team, led by a very experienced quarterback and a very good group of skilled players offensively and a fast group on defense. So, that's looks like we've got to get ready for.
Bill, starting with those receivers, how do you approach Bolden and Fitzgerald?
They're tough. This is not only just the first two guys, but the quality of the whole group is really outstanding. It's hard to zero in on one guy because they've all been so productive. And then last week, Urban, who's really their fourth receiver, he took a 5-yard pass and turned it into a 55-yard touchdown. So
they all can do some damage. It's just once again. Anytime you play a good offense, it comes back to everybody doing their job, and you can't just take one thing away. They got too many weapons, so everybody's going to have to take care of their responsibility and do their job.
How do you handle Fitzgerald's size?
Like I just said, everybody's got to do their job, so however we match up on them, then whoever's got them's got them. Whoever's got Bolden's going to have to take Bolden. Zone coverage when they come into your zone. We got to try to defend them and tackle them.
Bill, Sean Morley has been a productive special teams player for them. I think you have background from when he first came into the league. How impressed are you that he's been able to stick around as long as he has in the NFL, given sort of where he was coming from Brown?
He he's had a nice career as a special teams player. He, tough kid, plays hard, gives you a lot of effort, and he shows up in all the different phases of the kicking game.
Are they using Monty Beisel as more of a special teamer? And
Beisel's played almost exclusively on special teams.
Okay.
He hasn't gotten a lot of time on defense.
And are they 3-4, 4-3? Are they multiple defensively?
They're really a 4-3 team.
4-3.
I mean, in sub situations, they use some different combination groups there and some odd spacing and all that. But as far as their first and second down defense, they're primarily a 4-3 team.
Bill, we talked a couple weeks ago about how impressive it was for Welker to come back from some of the big hits he's taken. How much admiration do you have for Bolden for the jaw injury that he suffered to come back and put up the numbers he's put up since coming back?
Yeah, well, he's a tough kid, and I think you see that in his play. He blocks. He's very good after the catch. He goes up for the ball aggressively, as does Fitzgerald. So, yeah, he's done a good job. He's a tough guy.
Sports Illustrated had a poll earlier this year talking about the best tandems of all time and do these guys belong. You've prepared for Rice and Taylor and seen all the great ones. Where do these guys fit?
Oh, I mean, I don't know about making all-time comparisons. They're good receivers. I mean, they're good receivers. They all do a lot of things well. They They're big. They're physical. They run after the catch. They run short, intermediate, and deep routes. Fitzgerald's got real good hands. I mean, real good, like Chris Carter kind of hands. So they're very good.
When you watch the Miami tape from earlier in the year where they each had the 75-yard-plus receptions, I mean, you know how good they are, but is that eye-opening just to see a game like that where they both tear up an opposing secondary?
No, they've gotten a lot of people pretty good. You know, you just go through and watch a passing game. They're making a lot of big plays, and you know, won just that game. They get them against everybody. So, like I said, it's not all long passes. It's a lot of catch and run plays. They've got a good scheme. They got a good quarterback, and they do a lot of things. You know, it's a versatile group of players, and especially the two receivers, Bolden and Fitzgerald. But again, I wouldn't want to take anything away from Breeston or even Urban. And their backs have caught. I don't know. I bet their backs probably have 50 catches. You know, the Arrington and Tim Hightower, the rookie from Richmond. So they have a very diversified passing game, one that attacks all areas of the field, and it's very well executed by the quarterback and all the skill players. So it's a lot to get ready for, and I don't want to take anything away from those two guys. They're outstanding, but they got a lot of other guys too.
Bill, is Kurt the same quarterback he is now that he was in St. Louis?
He looks pretty much the same, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, he can make all the throws. He gets rid of the ball quickly, reads defenses very well. He knows where, you know, blitzes. He knows where they're coming from, redirects the protections, and, you know, makes adjustments. He doesn't make too many mistakes there on a line of scrimmage or, you know, throwing into coverage or that kind of thing. You know, I mean, just like any team that throws the ball, it's not every play is, you know, not every pass is complete, but he doesn't make very many mistakes. He's smart. He definitely knows what's going on.
Bill, when you guys lost Rodney Harrison in that Broncos game, it led Brandon Merriweather to sort of go from being the first guy off in sub packages to more of a regular role. What has impressed you most as to the way Brandon has responded maybe to a little bit more playing time? I know he was playing a lot even before that, but it seems like it's even more now.
Oh, it is more. It's definitely more. I think every area of Brandon's game continues to get better. He's, you know, played a little bit more down, closer to the line of scrimmage than he had in the past in sub situations or when he was in there with Rodney. He's shown to be a good tackler and good in run support and, you know, good around the line of scrimmage. He's done a good job in the deep part of the field and, you know, in some man-to-man coverage situations that he's been asked to play in. You know, like the St. Louis game where we, you know, were facing four wide receiver personnel and, you know, he was playing the inside kind of corner position on that. So, through the course of the season, he's been asked to do a lot of different things, and he just really has improved in all of them. And I think he's, you know, having a good year. He's certainly come a long way as a player in these two seasons and just continues to get better. He's a really dependable guy, smart, and makes very few errors back there in the secondary, and not just himself, but also in terms of the overall communication back there with the group. So he's playing with a lot of confidence, and I think we have a lot of confidence in him because of the way he's been playing.
Bill, how impressed are you with the job Todd Haley has done, and how well do you know him from your Jets days?
Yeah, well, Todd and I were together for a couple of years down there. He started off in the personnel department and then went from kind of being a scout there to breaking down film on offense. You know, we worked together. I didn't have a lot of interaction with him because he was on the offensive staff and I was on the defensive staff. And, you know, he broke down film for Charlie Weiss and that kind of thing. But, you know, Todd's, you know, a bright guy. and certainly done a good job with that offense. Good golfer, too. I'm sure he's probably about to scratch down there in Arizona if he gets out on the course. You want to be his partner in a golf course.
He's got a good NFL lineage, too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, his dad was, you know, one of the best. Had a great career in personnel there with the Steelers and at the Jets. And, you know, Dick's just a great, great man. Did a great job in the football end of it, but just as a person, as a friend, he's just a great guy.
Phil, I know you're moving forward from the last game. I just was curious, was there any thought in your mind that you wanted Matt out on the field just to take a knee, Matt Castle to take a knee, just because I've heard Brady talk about that in the past, that you sort of work all week and there's little that's more rewarding than being in that victory formation. And I was just curious if that at all was part of your thinking and just allowing Matt to be out there to sort of kneel on the ball.
Honestly, I don't think it was, Mike. I don't have any problem putting the next quarterback in a situation like that, but just with the rain and the ball handling and all that, I mean, even though we had a lead there, you know, you didn't want to, I just felt like to put somebody in, you know, put Kevin in cold in that kind of situation with the conditions, what they were, and, you know, standing there for 3 hours, I just thought that was, you know, probably not the right time to do it. But, you know, I know the offense likes that, to go out there. And, I mean, there's really no better feeling offensively than to finish the game with the ball in your hands, you know, running out the clock, whether it's kneeling on it or running it or whatever. That's, you know, that gives those guys a lot of satisfaction to be able to finish the game with, you know, with possession of the ball. So, you know, it's nice when you can do that. It's nice when you can win, period, but it's nice when you can do that.
All right, Coach, thank you. Thanks, everyone, for calling in.
Okay.